Birds on the eastern shore, such as the seagull, can be seen gracefully flying through the air. These aviators, writes Delmarva Public Radio SS George Merrill, have often captured the imagination.
Driving Route 50 the other day, I stopped at a traffic light in Cambridge. The stoplight was affixed to an aluminum arm arching across the highway. I saw two birds behaving oddly. One flew back and forth underneath the arm. It seemed to be pecking at the under part of the arm while flying erratically, first diving under the arm and then flapping up and over it, down again, hovering in place, while continuing to peck along the arm's underside. Another bird joined it, and soon both birds were engaged in these irregular sorties. What were they doing? I noticed the two birds' beaks held either strings or twigs of some sort. I knew then that they were building their home, but where? They seemed to be looking for property. If that were the case, carrying around building materials while you're still deciding where to build wouldn't make any sense. As I drove on, I then saw two small holes at the bottom of the arm. The birds had been busy building their new home inside it. One of them quickly entered a hole. Building inside the traffic arm was probably the most readily accessible, cheapest, and the safest building site imaginable. No snake would dare stalk them over the highway, where one slip would dispatch it for sure. The same holds for raccoons and other predators. I commend these birds for the care in providing a safe place for their progeny. My own children tell me that their greatest concern in today's dangerous world is keeping their children from harm as they grow into adulthood. Today, most parents escort their children almost everywhere. Still, there's a mystery. Why is it the birds fly all over the place rather than simply homing in directly on the entrance holes to their homes? Did short-term memory account for their apparent forgetfulness? Some birds cannot see directly ahead. One eye sees to the right, the other what's on the left. This might explain why, when the birds light anywhere, they're constantly turning their heads this way and that to gain a clear overview of just where they are. Birds are remarkably creative, superb craftsmen, and environmentally friendly. They use only recyclable materials in their home construction. Their supplies include fallen leaves, pine straw, shredded paper, small twigs, yarn, and styrofoam scraps, all skillfully woven to create a home for the family without harming the environment. Christians believe God does the same thing, takes all the world's throwaways and cast-offs, and transforms them. Why is it, I wonder, that nothing captures the imagination as watching a bird in flight? Birds have served as symbol for divine communication and the motions of our souls. When the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus, John the Baptist thought for sure it was a dove. Crossing the Bay Bridge, I often watch gulls in flight, riding effortlessly on wind gusts. They soar this way and that. They don't flutter and flap. It's like some invisible agent had carried the birds aloft and, finding just the right confluence of forces, let themselves go to be safely borne along by the breath of God. It is a graceful sight. George Merrill on the shore.